Welcome to the Business and Tech News Anchor Station. I'm Colin Thompson. And first of all, I want to apologize. Back July 4th, I can't believe it was that long ago, I said I was going to be talking to you. I teased that we were going to be talking about messaging apps and bots as a replacement for email. Since then, I've had a real rough time of it. I had a MacBook stolen as well as a drone stolen and a car break-in. Really rough weekend, but you know what? That's no excuse. So I want to apologize. I did not come through on that promise to talk about it the next day. And here we are now, 5 days later or whatever it is. And we are now going to talk about messaging bots and apps as a potential replacement for email. All right, here we go. HubSpot released an interesting article in which they posited that Facebook Messenger could be the new email. They experimented with a few different case studies, but the one that caught my attention more than anything was their look at Facebook Messenger as potentially a content delivery mechanism. Compare their following open rates and click-through rates. Email, they normally get about a 33% open rate and normally a 2.1% click-through rate. Facebook Messenger, however, check this out, gets about 80% open and 13% click-through. Wow. So this is exciting for anyone in content, but even more so for podcasters, and I'll get into that in just a moment. In case you're not intimately familiar with email marketing, those email rates are pretty close to industry standard for a well-maintained and frequently pruned email list. Those aren't bad open and click-through rates at all for a sizable list. If you have a list of, say, 100 to 1,000, you could certainly be getting far higher open and click-through rates, but for a very large list, and I believe that HubSpot's is something like a 250,000 or so, these are the sorts of open rates you kind of strive for. They've obviously done a good job of keeping it engaged and cutting out non-responsive subscribers. That being said, Messenger blows those metrics away. It's not even close. It's not even close to close. Why? Because Facebook just opened up Messenger to business in a usable way. With the emergence of bots, we're starting to see businesses actually able to take advantage of Messenger in a scalable way. Don't be fooled. It won't last forever. Good marketers like you and I will come in and we're going to ruin everything, of course. But that's the arbitrage of finding good engagement through new and well-performing platforms. So how do Messenger bots work? The fact that we refer to them as bots tends to scare a lot of people away. It sounds techie, right? It sounds like you're going to have to be some sort of developer and know how to deal with artificial intelligence and all that sort of thing. You're going to have to be able to create a full, you know, robotic conversation or something like that. But the truth is that while you can create a very sort of bot-esque experience, and many have, there are examples all over the place of really intelligent bots, AI and actual automated conversation is not the main reason that I'm excited for Messenger bots for podcasting or for content delivery in general. See, a chatbot simply can be, it can be as simple as just one single autoresponse, nothing more complicated than an email autoresponse from MailChimp or some other provider. All you need to do is get someone to start a conversation in Messenger with you, and then you're able to broadcast to them just like an email. So this is where a chatbot can be used just like an email opt-in. Here are the steps. Number one, create a chatbot with any number of popular builders. ChatFuel happens to be my favorite. You really only need a welcome message and the message specific to your opt-in saying, here's what you wanted, and then linking to it. That's for if you're going to be growing your Messenger list through an opt-in. Step two, now you're going to link to that message, the one about the opt-in, specifically. And this step will look a little bit different from different chat builders, but the concept is the same. Basically, you say you built out what they call a little block that just, and all that's in that block is just a message, like just an autoresponse. It serves the same function as an autoresponse. And it just says, here's what you wanted, and then links to it, right? Links directly to it. It doesn't link to an opt-in that goes to it or anything like that. It links directly to it. Step three, that's it. You're done. Okay. So here's what it feels like from the user perspective. I, as a user, I see something I want. I click the blue connect on Facebook message button. Step two, I'm asked if I want to continue as myself on Facebook, so I click yes. Step three, I click get started in Messenger. And step four, the chatbot sends back a message about the opt-in with the link where I can get it. Boom, it was just as easy as that. Check it out. I did not put in my name and my email. I did not do any of that. It was all just clicking. I initially clicked the button that took me, to Messenger. I clicked continue as myself on Facebook, and I clicked get started in Messenger. And now we basically have the same functionality as if we had just had somebody subscribe to our email list, but they didn't have to give away their email. They didn't have to, you know, people don't like to do that sort of thing. Now, after this, you have the ability to broadcast this person, and they never had to fill in their name, email. They never had to go through that annoying double opt-in process that always loses people. We all know that people are reticent to fill in those forms. Instead, you just struck up a conversation with them, and now you can broadcast to them whenever you have a new episode, whenever you have a new piece of content to put out, whenever you want to get in touch with them, you want to send them to a sales page, you want to do anything like that to develop this conversation, that whole thing. You have the same functionality you would have with email. You can still go in and have a personal conversation with them one-on-one if you want, just like email. You know, like you can still have that conversation. But they're basically on the equivalent of your email list on Facebook Messenger. You have the option to broadcast to them with 80% open and 13% click-through rates if your audience looks anything like HubSpot's. Not only was the initial opt-in far easier with less friction to allow through, to follow with less friction to follow through on the part of the user, but the open and click rates were probably something like 3 times what you would expect from an email list. Lastly, I want to talk about audio and podcasters. Why is this so exciting for podcasters? Podcasting can be a tricky market to deal with because it's such a mobile-first world. Anyone who regularly listens to podcasts does so on their smartphone, and using the Facebook Messenger as your delivery mechanism is a far more mobile-first method than pure email. Anytime we can move to this towards this direction, as a podcast marketer, we should. Being made aware of new episodes through Facebook Messenger will feel just so much more native to the mobile experience and will probably show less friction to listening. Not that someone can't or won't access Facebook Messenger on their desktop. I mean, some certainly will. And we all do that sometimes. But there can be no doubt that Messenger is a far more native experience to the mobile world. And as such, will show easier click-throughs to a mobile experience like listening to a podcast episode, right? So don't let the idea of building a chatbot with AI and automatic responses and all that sort of thing to every single possible query scare you away from using Facebook Messenger to communicate with your audience. You don't need to build a full conversation in Messenger. You just need to start the conversation with the bot. After that, you can continue to broadcast to everyone who accepted the conversation through Messenger with a far higher open and click-through rate than you would find through email. That is what I'm excited about here. And that is what I see as the future when it comes to marketing this way. Let's think about the upsides. So not only was there less friction, really, if I had to boil this down to the one thing that makes this so exciting to me, it's the absence of friction. It's the absence of friction. So the absence of friction when it comes to initially signing up, like we said, if you show them an ad, and the cool thing about this too is Facebook has this functionality built in. You know, this is why a lot of times we do ads to bring people to leave forms on Facebook. The idea being they see an ad on Facebook, they click it, and now their information is already filled in. You know, their first name, last name, and their email, and all they have to do is click submit. And what we see when we do that versus when we send them to an outside of Facebook landing page, we always get better opt-in rates when they stay on the platform that they're on. But they still do have that little nagging thing in the back of their head that says, should I put my email in here? You know, should I give away my email or whatever? Facebook now makes it possible to do ads that function as just starting a conversation with Facebook Messenger. So now they see an ad and they click it and it takes them over to Facebook Messenger. And all they have to do is start a conversation over there. Now they're on your email list, except it's not an email list. It's basically, I don't even know what you want to call it. It's like a bot list. It's like a Facebook Messenger list. Now you can broadcast to them whenever you want. Now you can take the time later on too to build out a full conversation, or maybe just like one single conversation around what you do. You know, for me, I work with a lot of podcasters. So my bot is not that fully built out yet because that's not the 80-20 of what I'm doing here. I want to be able to broadcast to people. I want to be able to let them know. I want to get people on my messenger list that just say, here is, you know, I'm a podcaster maybe, or I work in audio, or I, whatever the case may be. And then I want to be able to broadcast to them. I have somewhat built out conversations with the bot, but that's not really the point. Unless you're a big brand, you probably don't have the resources to put into building a really intense bot conversation experience. But unless you're a big brand, you should be communicating yourself, and your sales team and your people should be communicating on a one-on-one basis. Even big brands should be doing this. Everyone should be doing this. The point is not to say, let's create a bot that makes it so that we never have to interact with our customers again. That's not the point here. The point is, build a bot that starts a conversation. Do the 80-20 first. Get that going. Starts a conversation. That's it. Just get them on the list, and then you can broadcast to them. And then over time, maybe build out some short conversations, ways to, you know, make sure that they know what you're all about, know what you provide for them, to give the value add, that sort of thing. Maybe take them on a journey, give them some options as far as defining who they are and what they might be looking for and that sort of thing. But that is not something that you need to know how to do before you start. So I want to encourage you to get started, because the absence of friction here is going to make the difference. The fact that you can get people to essentially opt in without having really opted in. They just started a conversation and now they're opted in. And then the fact that after they have done that, they get, they tend to open 80% open rates, 13% click-through rates. Check this out. If we normally get maybe an opt-in rate of 30%, but our opt-in rate, you know, for an email, but our opt-in rate for the Facebook Messenger is 50%, you know, 20% better. Now we have an open rate of 80% better. Our overall deliverability here just went up by 100%. And that's because we're taking out two separate points of friction. And that is why I'm excited for Facebook Messenger and other chatbots, because you know that others are following in Facebook Messenger's steps. And I think it's the future of content delivery. And I do think that it's the future of email marketing. Not that email marketing is going to go away, but we're already seeing diminishing returns. It's continuing to diminish. And this is going to be the platform that's going to bring you the results that you may have seen if you were in email marketing 10, 15 years ago. So get excited. It's coming. Thank you so much for listening to the Business and Tech News Anchor Station. I'm Colin Thompson. It means the world to me that you would spend your time here listening to this station and learning about what we're talking about today. I really would love it if you would leave a call in, because I would love to get your thoughts on where all of this is going. If you find it interesting, if you think I'm right, if you think I'm wrong, either way, if you got something interesting to say, I will play it on the station and I will respond to it as well. So please leave your call-ins. If you like the station, please favorite it, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Whoops, I said that like 5 days ago and then I didn't talk to you for 5 days, but hopefully I don't have any more major crises come up, and I will talk to you tomorrow. I really will this time, I promise. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.